and to contemplate the stark horror of her situation. Tomorrow morning, at 8 o'clock. In an impossibly brief span of time, she had to tie off all the loose ends of her life, which, for some 44 years now, had been shot through with moments of high passion and deeply scored by recurring tragedies. 12 days would not have been long enough for her to prepare herself, and she was given less than 12 hours. It was a cruelly abrupt departure. Supper was quickly served, so that Mary could begin the task of putting her affairs in order. She went through the contents of her wardrobe in detail, and divided them up between friends, relations, and members of her depleted household. When she had drawn up an elaborate testament, she asked for requiem masses to be held in France, and made copious financial arrangements for the benefit of her servants. Even under such stress, she found time to make charitable bequests for the poor children and friars of Reims. Her spiritual welfare now took precedence, and she composed a farewell letter to the chaplain, Depreux, asking him to spend the night in prayer for her. The faith, which had sustained her for so long, would now be put to the ultimate test.